श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविस्तं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनतान्वितं तं सुजीवं साद्वैतं सद्वदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानोसतो देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशनि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. So today's most auspicious day, being the anniversary disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was born in the Mohammedan family. Just like Prahlad Maharaj was born in a demon family, or Garuda, another eternal association of the Supreme Lord, took birth in the family of birds, or Hanuman took birth in the family of monkeys, and Haridas Thakur, even though he took birth in a family of Mohammedan, Muslim family, he's considered as a very exalted servant, pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered him to be the Nama Acharya. That means the perfect example or a teacher, in one who is very, very absorbed in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or chanting of the holy name. So this means that caste, creed, color, nationality, or whatever background one may belong to, it's not an impediment in chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That So much so that even though he took birth in a Mohammedan family, he's considered as a topmost Vaishnava. So his attachment towards the holy name and the way he propagated the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for others to follow is the best example. We've heard the story where he was chanting in Benapole, where Ramachandra Khan, the landlord of that area, he's a Mohammedan, and he was very envious of Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur is so popular amongst all the people in every villages surrounding that area, that they will come visit him, offer obeisances to him, glorify him. So this Ramachandra Khan, he set up some kind of plot whereby to defame Haridas Thakur. And he made a plan in such a way to invite all of the best prostitutes in the area to defame Haridas Thakur. He made a plan that if Haridas Thakur will be caught with the prostitutes, then he'll be able to defame him, ridicule him, and be able to show to everyone that he is an imposter, that he is not genuine. So there was one beautiful prostitute, and she volunteered that I will be able to do it. I'm the best. I can entice any man in any kind of background. So, but the prostitute says, you give me 3 days. The first day actually, I just want to be alone with him. But Ramachandra Khan agreed, okay, in the second day, you just be sure that we will caught him right-handed. So Haridas Thakur, he was chanting actually in a hut. Yes, he set up his bhajan kutir in a hut, and he was chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because he took a vow to chant 1 billion names of the Lord. 1 billion names. It's like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he took a vow also that much before he can preach. Maybe more. It took him many years to vow. So 300,000 names means 192 rounds every day. Practically, it'll take all day long. And he will be chanting all day and night. So one day, it was nighttime, the prostitute presented herself and told Haridas Thakur that I want to enjoy with you. Fair enough, because Haridas Thakur is very benevolent, is very magnanimous. He doesn't say no to anybody. But for one condition, I have to finish first my prescribed number of rounds. I have to finish, then I will fulfill your desire. Actually, it took all night long for Haridas Thakur to chant this 300,000 names of the Lord, that the prostitute has to come back the next day. And the next day, Haridas Thakur said the same thing again. He had to wait. And while waiting, then the prostitute was hearing the holy name of the Lord. And actually, even before seeing Haridas Thakur, she would also offer obeisances to the Tulsi Devi. So all night long, Haridas Thakur is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Haridas Thakur finishes rounds when the day breaks. And Haridas Thakur, I'm really sorry. You really have to come back tomorrow, and definitely I will fulfill your desires. So the next day again, the prostitute returned, and lo and behold, instead of just hearing, she started to chant along with Haridas Thakur. That at the end of the day or the night, the prostitute asked for forgiveness. Asked for forgiveness as I'm doing this because I was just asked by this Ramachandra Khan to entice you, to attract you. I'm really sorry. And Haridas Thakur says, actually I knew it before. What was your motive? I knew this person also. He was very envious of me. And somehow or other, Sisi Gornitai, Sisi Krishna Balaram, Radhesham, Lalita Vishakadevi Ki Jai. Somehow or other, Haridas Thakur says, I forgive you. It's not an offense really. Because main intention why Haridas Thakur was doing this actually is to purify the prostitute, and she became a great Vaishnavi. He said that you just continue to become relieved from your offenses. Also, you continue chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but you have to give up all of your possessions. Give away all of your possessions to the Brahmanas. And in this way, you'll become free from the effects of the desire that you had before. So in this way, she became relieved from these offenses. And then later on, Haridas Thakur, he went to Benapol. Benapol is another place. This is a place where the residence of the father of Raghunath Das Goswami, Govardhan Majumdar, and Hiranya Majumdar. They're landlords also. Majumdar means landlords or treasurers. They're very rich. And Balaram Acharya was there also, who is a follower of Haridas Thakur. So they invited him, and Haridas Thakur, they invited him to speak also about the holy name, discuss about the scriptures, and so much so that there is one Brahmana, respected Brahmana, and he was saying that, why are you saying that you have to chant loudly? This is against the scriptures. You have to chant softly. Otherwise, you lose the potency of the holy name. But Haridas Thakur says, no. In order to the other living entities who are moving and also non-moving, in order for them to be liberated by chanting loudly, if they hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then they become also benefited. The person who is chanting and the person or the living entities who are hearing the holy names, then they also get liberated. Actually, no, he says, no, this is not against, this is against the scripture. You're telling lies. This is not proper. And in this way, Haridas Thakur says, what can I do? I'm just repeating what the scripture says. Actually, you do not know what the scripture says, and I'm just repeating. So Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar and Balaram Acharya, they were very, very embarrassed about this situation. They asked forgiveness from Haridas Thakur. And he says, no, it's okay, no. He just doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know. So later on, he went to Puliyagram. Now in Puliyagram, it's a place also near Shantipur. Puliyagram, this is where Lord Advaita Acharya, he met also Haridas Thakur. Both of them are like contemporaries, almost the same age. And when they saw each other, their joy knows no bound. They were so happy, they were so jubilant. And Haridas Thakur, he decided to chant in a cave. There is a cave where he can do his bhajan. He doesn't want to be disturbed. And when he went into the cave, actually he didn't know that there was a snake, a very poisonous snake. And people who are visiting him in that cave, they can feel some kind of heat and some kind of smell. And they were saying, actually they understood that there was a snake inside. But Haridas Thakur says, no, I'm not feeling anything. Everything seems to be normal to me. But then there is this one snake charmer. And he said that, no, you better go. Otherwise, we cannot stand seeing you being killed by a snake. And the snake was listening. So Haridas Thakur says, okay, tomorrow I will leave for your own benefit. For me, doesn't matter. I can chant here. I'm not afraid. But I will leave so that you'll become relieved from anxiety. So the snake heard that Haridas Thakur is going to go. So instead of Haridas Thakur leaving the next day, that evening, the snake decided to go. And they saw there's a big snake going out of the cave. So many Mohammedans also in that area, they were very concerned because they said, he is a Mohammedan, Haridas Thakur, and he's chanting this Hare Krishna stuff. What is this? He is actually demoralizing our religion. This is against our religion, worshiping Hindu God or Hindu name. Especially this Qazi, he was the like administrator under the king. So the Qazi, he told the king, he must be punished. This is not proper. He must be punished. If he actually continue chanting this holy name of the Lord, our religion will become demoralized. Our religion will be a joke. So the king invited Haridas Thakur. Actually, they captured him. And when the prisoners saw Haridas Thakur, they were so happy to see him because they've heard the news that Haridas Thakur is a very, very exalted devotee of the Lord. Even the Mohammedan prisoners, they were expecting, and they were so happy to see Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, he was smiling to all the prisoners. He was just like telling them, yes, it's good for you that you are there. It's good for you that you are in prison. But they did not understand the meaning of this. Just like, you know, you can tell a person's mentality just by looking at him. So the prisoners, they mistakenly think that Haridas Thakur is so happy that we are inside the prison house. Actually, Haridas Thakur is giving them a benediction, a blessing that all of your material desires should be finished and you should just be attached to the holy name of the Lord. They're not able to understand that. So the king asked Haridas Thakur, "You are Mohammedan. You were born in a Mohammedan family. Why are you chanting this Hare Krishna? This holy name of the Lord?" And Haridas Thakur says that for the Hindus, their scriptures are the Puranas. For the Muslims, their scriptures is the Quran. Whoever you want to worship, there is only one God. It's the same God for the Muslims, the same God for the Hindus. And whatever one would like to follow or worship the Lord, give him permission to do so. So if I choose to follow the process, then why you are able to stop me? If the Lord is permitting me to do it, then why you not? And the king was convinced, yes, this is true. But then the Qazi is really envious. He's very jealous. He says, "No, Your Highness, he must be punished. He must be beaten to up 22 marketplaces. This is not proper. He cannot, as a Mohammedan, being born in a Mohammedan family, he cannot do this practice being like a Hindu." So it was decided that he is going to be beaten up. He says, "It doesn't matter what you want to do with me. You can cut me to pieces. I will still continue chant Hare Krishna because I love Krishna." It's like here in Vrindavan, they say, "I lost my heart in Vrindavan." So Namachari Haridas Thakur, he lost his heart to Krishna, always chanting, "You can cut my body into pieces and all of those pieces will still be continuing chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So he was beaten up. First marketplace, second marketplace, third marketplace. And the constables, the soldiers of the Qazi, they were like all exhausted. They were giving all of their strength and energy. They're beating him into the pulp practically. So much that they cannot understand. If they do it to a normal person, the person will just die. But Haridas Thakur was smiling and still continued chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So they're all like, they're the one who's like almost dying from beating up Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was a little bit worried because the beaters, they're the one who's like suffering from beating him up. And those soldiers says, "If you don't die, our heads will be cut off. We'll be finished. The king will kill us. So you better die." So somehow or other, he fell into trance, into samadhi, as if he's not breathing, his heart stopped, all of his bodily functions stopped. So they thought he's already dead. So they decided what to do. If the Muslims, they buried him, his body, then he'll have his place in the heaven. Then one Hindu says, "No, if we burn his body, then he'll go to the heaven also." So they decided, let's throw his body to Ganges. Because in this way, his body is like a trash anyway. It's like a garbage. So throw it. So it ended up that his body was floating in the Ganges. And after some time, he came into his consciousness. So what he did, he does not have any fear. For others, he will run away, right? But what he did, he went back. He went back to Fuliyagram and met the Qazi and his followers. And when they saw him very alive and as ever fresh as before, they all fell down and offered their obeisances to Haridas Thakur. You are a real saint. Because the king says, if after beating you up in 22 marketplaces and you're still going to be alive, then we can tell that you are genuine. Usually after 3 marketplaces, one is dead. But he did is 22 marketplaces. That's quite a lot. So every one of them became devotees. Every one of them got the mercy of Haridas Thakur. So Advaitacharya also, when he met, he did the Shraddha for his forefathers. And the first person, usually supposed to be the most exalted Brahmana, to receive the Mahaprasad from the offering, he offered it to Haridas Thakur. There are so many Brahmanas and Vaishnavas around. This is just to prove and accept that Haridas Thakur is the topmost devotee. So Haridas Thakur, he joined Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Haridas Thakur was given a place near, it's in Bakul, Siddha Bakul, the area where Haridas Thakur would go and chant his prescribed number of rounds. As a Mohammedan, he cannot enter the temple. He respects that. So he would offer his obeisances to the flag of the temple. For those of us who are from the West, white color, you cannot enter inside. And if you're not a Hindu, then you cannot enter inside. Some Indians also, if they have pale or like whitish color, sometimes they're being barred also. But Haridas Thakur, instead of he's not able to see Lord Jagannath, but instead Jagannath will come to see him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath, he will see once a year, Ratha Yatra time, and also he's not able to go inside the Gundicha Mandir. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will spend 3 to 4 hours every day with Haridas Thakur. He would bring him always every day prasadam, and they will talk. And they will have association practically all day long. When Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami will come visit Jagannath, they will always stay with Haridas Thakur. Everybody likes the association of Haridas Thakur. See, this devotee is automatically, he's famous. A devotee automatically wants the association of other devotees. So this is like Haridas Thakur, it's like that. Everybody likes his association because he is so humble. When he first went to Jagannath to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not able to meet directly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From a distance, he offered his obeisances. And one of the assistants, Sarup Damodar, he told Lord Chaitanya that Haridas Thakur is right there, a little far away, and he's offered his obeisances to you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I know, I can see him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself came forward and embraced Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was so surprised to be embraced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, my dear Lord, please don't touch me, I'm fallen. It's like Sanatan Goswami, when he traveled, he was, you know, going to give up his body. He says, no, your body is not your body. It belongs to me. So similarly, Haridas Thakur, he considered himself as very fallen, as very low. He says there are many millions of your associates who are worthy of being embraced for me. I'm not worthy of being embraced. I'm like an ant compared to those devotees of yours. This is not proper. He says, no. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when I touch your body, I become purified. The Lord saying this by touching. So this is one of the exchanges of the devotees also. When they meet, they embrace each other. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he would send prasadam to Haridas Thakur. And then one day, Govinda, one of the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he came to see Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was lying on his back, chanting the holy names. And he asked him, please rise, take your Mahaprasad. This is what Govinda said. Haridas Thakur says, today I shall observe fasting. I'm reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasadam, and how can I neglect it? Yeah, see, if somebody offers you prasadam, how can you refuse? Because there's no difference between Mahaprasad and the Supreme Lord, unless it is very sweet and you have a problem with sweets, then you can say no. Or sometimes devotees, they will just take the tulsi or just touch it and put it into their head. So there's a dilemma here. Prasadam is being offered to him, at the same time he has not finished his rounds. So he says, I cannot take prasad. So there is a vow that others would do the same thing, that they don't take prasadam not until they finish their rounds, or at least more than half of their rounds is finished. So Haridas Thakur is very strict. Very, very strict. Prabhupada's purport: Mahaprasadam is none different from Krishna, therefore instead of eating Mahaprasadam, one should honor it. This is the difference. We think that when there is Mahaprasad, you want big, big Mahaprasad, right? But actually Mahaprasad, even little bit, even crumbs, little morsel, that is enough. You honor Mahaprasad, or you honor prasad. It's not like you eat like a Govardhan hill and saying that I want more. Aniyor. No, Mahaprasad is like that. When taking Mahaprasadam, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. So, therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasad. So, Prabhupada, one time in Mumbai, there were two devotees, they were fighting. They were fighting with each other. And Prabhupada called those two devotees who were fighting. He says, why are you fighting? They were fighting because of Mahaprasad. One wants the other in Mahaprasad. So they were fighting. So Prabhupada says, no, this is not good. You're eating too much Mahaprasad. You become passionate. So Prabhupada says, starting today, all the Mahaprasadam should be mixed together. We don't follow that in Vrindavan. They follow that in other temples like Delhi. If you go there on a feast, then you'll... Sometimes we mix together, but not really like, really mix, that you cannot figure out which is which. So that one will not say, no, I want that, I want this. No, whatever is offered to you, you accept. That is Mahaprasad. That's how we should... offer Mahaprasad. So the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas' place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. This is very, very important. Prabhupada says in the purport that if one cannot complete the fixed amount or number of rounds one agreed upon the time of initiation, he is spiritually diseased. Sometimes when there's festivals, I know in America it's like that, when we have Ratha Yatra, start from Mangalarti till the end of the night, everybody is so busy, no time for chanting, you cannot finish your rounds. Prabhupada says, if you're not able to finish your rounds, that means you are spiritually diseased. But sometimes there are some occasions, like big festivals, we're not able to finish our rounds due to being busy. Then we have to do it later on. We have to keep up. And one time, one disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked Prabhupada, if devotional service is absolute, if doing service, deity worship, if chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if his cooking is the same, then why do we have to chant? That's a good question, isn't it? If devotional service is absolute, then why do we have to chant if we're just being engaged 24 hours in the service of the Lord? He says, no, this is the medicine, part of the medicine. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, doing practical service, serving the Vaishnavas, this is part of the solution to get out of this material world. There's only so we have to do that. If one cannot finish his rounds, then he has to make his other activities less or shorten. Prabhupada says also, even if you want to take rest the whole day, but you should not forget to finish your rounds. That means finishing rounds is very important. Of all the instructions of the spiritual master, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the most important. So, now that he has become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Prabhupada's purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Yes, it is not just, okay, I have to finish my 16 rounds, then I will chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, finish my 16 rounds. But Prabhupada says, one must also hear and enter into your mind. What is this chanting all about? We're not like parrots. Oh, okay, I have to finish my rounds even though my mind is all over the universe. I did my 16 rounds. That's not how Prabhupada told us to do. So he glorified Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord concluded that, now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, kindly hear my real plea. Actually, Haridas Thakur, he understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also will wind up his pastimes. So he wanted to leave his body before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He cannot bear the feelings of separation if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will leave his body first. The separation between the Lord and his devotees are very extreme, so much so that the loving exchanges between the devotees and the Lord cannot be understood materially. So he asked, just like the passing away of Bhishma Dev also, it's like that. He asked his request. Bhishma, he had this benediction, he had a boon that he can choose any time or any place where he wanted to leave his body. So he decided that I want to leave my body seeing the beautiful lotus face form, the sweet smiling face of the Supreme Lord. He was in the bed of arrows for many, many weeks. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or when Lord Krishna came, he decided, yes, this is the time. So similarly, Haridas Thakur, he had this wish to be fulfilled. For Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is very, very painful to see his very intimate associate to leave the one's body. So he left, and the next day he asked Haridas Thakur, so what is the news? What is the news? And then Haridas Thakur says, now is the time. Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on that day, he brought all of the disciples, all the devotees, all of his associates to see Haridas Thakur. And when Haridas Thakur saw Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates, he offered his obeisances unto the dust, lotus feet of everyone. The dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is very, very potent. Because your head is the highest part of the body, and then you bow down to take the dust of the Vaishnava, that means you are acknowledging that that Vaishnava is more superior or more advanced, and by doing so, you will get their favor. You will get their blessings. So it is customary also that Vaishnavas, sometimes they take each other's dust from the lotus feet, and sometimes you see them fighting also, whether they'll be able to touch one's lotus feet or not. Part of the game sometimes devotees will do. One devotee will not have his lotus feet be touched, and the others. For sannyasis, we just think of the Lord and the parampara. We cannot. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, we should not have the audacity to touch the lotus feet of our spiritual master. And once a year, we're able to do it during his Vyasa Puja, during Abhishek. But people, actually, usually the materialists do that because they want their material desires to be fulfilled. They want to touch sadhu's feet. But Prabhupada says, especially here in Vrindavan, sometimes it is unavoidable. So therefore, one must just think of the cyclic succession. Because sometimes, if you're not so powerful, then you will get sick. Some of their karmas are being transferred to you. They want your karma, but they want your blessings, but they give their karma to you also at the same time. So it is very dangerous. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And Haridas Thakur, his last wish is to have the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touch the heart or the chest of Haridas Thakur. This was his last wish. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he allowed this very special moment. It's like I just remember about this also when the three couples who went to London in Montreal, they have one wish also before they left to depart to go to London. They asked Prabhupada if Prabhupada can put his lotus feet on their heads. And Prabhupada did it. That's why they became so much empowered by Srila Prabhupada. What the God brothers of Srila Prabhupada failed to do, his disciples, Grihastha disciples, are able to do. Open up a temple in London. So everyone is like joyful, and at the same time, everyone was feeling pain of separation when Haridas Thakur left. And Sarup Damodar says, now we have to do the last rites. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried the body, the transcendental form of Haridas Thakur. Usually, a dead corpse is not pure. It is contaminated. But Haridas Thakur's body is not, it's completely purified. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried the body of Haridas Thakur to the sea. And they started to pour some water, sea water, to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And some of those water that's been poured to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, others will catch whatever is coming from that, like Abhishek, and they will drink that water. Of course, sea water is not very sweet. Sea water means very salty. But for them, that is nectar. It's very, very sweet. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also, from now on, from this day on, this sea is will be a place of pilgrimage. It'll be a tirtha, the samudra. So many devotees also, whenever they go to Jagannath Puri and they take bath in that samudra, in that ocean, they always remember that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and Haridas Thakur's body was washed over there. They gave Abhishek to him, the last rites. And then near the Tota Gopinath temple, they decided to put the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. They dug some hole or some place where he can be buried. And everyone was offering sand. This is the sand, usually, if you want to be offered gulab jamun or pakora or kachori, but if somebody offer you sand, is this, what is this? Offer it with love and devotion, sand? No, but they're throwing it to the face and the body of Haridas Thakur. And that offering, actually, of sand to bury Haridas Thakur is done with love and devotion. It's done with love and devotion. And then Haridas Thakur's body was covered, and they put some kind of marking so that no one will step over on that place. This is how samadhi is being done. For saintly personalities, acharyas, they do samadhi. For others, their body will be burnt. We had many experiences here of many devotees leaving their body, smiling also, because they know that where they're gonna go. It's not like a materialist, when they leave their body, because they're seeing the Yamadutas, they will pass stool and pass urine, and they become so, sorry, they become so stiff, because they want to get out. They want to run away, but they cannot do. But for the devotees, they know where they're going to go, and because they're surrounded by other devotees chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They're very peaceful, no fear. Yeah. The materialists, they have this t-shirt also, no fear, but they're always fearful. Devotees are the only ones who doesn't have fear. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to have a big feast for Haridas Thakur. And so he went to every store owners in the marketplace. It's like if you go inside the Jagannath temple, somehow I managed to get inside, sneak in. It's a big marketplace there. Prabhupada says you can feed up to 10,000 people without notice. Huh? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked everyone to please give prasadam. And everyone, before they were ridiculing Haridas Thakur, now everyone was so happy to give because they understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Haridas Thakur, is not an ordinary person. So everybody was giving so much. Then Sarup Damodar says, no, don't give too much. Just give 4 handfuls. Because if everybody give too much, it'll be too much. It'll be too many. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offering or giving, serving prasad to the devotees, he was giving like a plate good for 5 persons. Because that's how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat. He can eat that much. For us, it was getting a little bit, you know, we cannot eat very little. Okay, so now, the culture from that past time, serving prasad, eating prasad, we have to learn. This is where we belong to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's culture. I'm going to wind this up now. The proper culture actually in taking prasadam is that the most senior, no one eats before the most senior. If the most senior is there and he has not started yet, everybody prays together. Sarira bijajal. If he takes the bite, everybody follows. Now, if everyone is finished and the most senior is not finished yet, no one stand up. If we can follow this, then we'll be able to create a very, very wonderful atmosphere. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like to serve, but says, no, we will not start if you don't sit down. So he sat down with other senior devotees. And the other devotees who are serving prasadam, because serving prasadam actually is more blissful than honoring prasad. Why do you think Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do it? Why do you think other very advanced senior associates of the Supreme Lord is doing it? But for others, because we're neophytes, no, I don't serve. I want to be served. Some devotees, they just want to take prasad and don't do anything else. Fine. They don't make as much advancement. If you serve prasad, that's the best. So, from this, we'll be able to learn actually the exchanges. The whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is about relationships between the Supreme Lord and His associates. If we read and carefully study Chaitanya Charitamrita, will be able to understand how to relate with each other without serving, without being attached to Krishna, without being attached to Krishna's name, without being attached to Krishna Seva, without being attached to Vaishnav Seva, without being attached to Krishna's devotees. We will never go back home, back to Godhead. Not possible. But nevertheless, today we should pray to Haridas Thakur to please give us the taste for chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We know this is the sweetest of them all, sweeter than the sweetest. But somehow we are in ignorance and we don't have taste. So please give us the taste for chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And hopefully someday we'll be able to relish this holy name and also give others the chance to taste the sweetest of them all. Hare Krishna. Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Danyavad. Now is Pasaram time. Let's see who will serve. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nithai Gaur Premanande. Mine too.